Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Yeah, pretty daunting times.
Oh, I cannot believe how quickly this has come up.
Yeah, you were the very first person I said, oh man, I think Michelle's pregnant.
Yeah, well,
that was like
it was literally the next day.
It was very, very early in the piece because we were trying for a baby.
You even told me about that.
And I think I came in, I'm like, I think I did a pretty good job last night.
You did. I think we're going to be good. And then a couple of weeks later, you're like, so it turns out I did do a good job.
Yeah, we tend to overshare
a little bit
in the mornings a little. But my wife now, yeah, she's like 8 and whatever months pregnant. It's crazy. Like, little boy coming in 3 weeks' time. When Charlie, we're going to call him. We're so super excited about his arrival. And it's happened a bit later in the pregnancy than it did with our daughter Matilda, who was born nearly 5 years ago. But my wife has just developed epic pregnancy cravings. Now, the last couple of afternoons, and yesterday it came to its high point, I've come home and my wife is sitting on the couch devouring pineapple. Pineapple after pineapple.
Of all things, at least it's healthy.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Last time too, her craving with Matilda was onion, like red, purple onion or whatever. Yeah, it was so bizarre because she's not an onion eater.
Mm.
And I'd be making us a salad because I'm the chef in our relationship. And I'd be like cutting up red onion, purple onion, whatever.
Yeah.
Purple or red? You know the ones.
Red, yeah.
Spanish ones. Cutting it up for making a salad. And she was just eating it off the chopping board. But the last afternoon, a couple of afternoons, I've come home and she's got those packets of pre-cut pineapple.
Yeah.
Not like tin pineapple.
No, no, fresh.
The ones you get from the fresh fruit and veg section.
But cut up for you.
Yeah, but cut. She is devouring cup after cup.
Way better for you this time around because onion breath is not attractive. Like, at least pineapple doesn't give you that. But one of my girlfriends, when she was pregnant, she craved McDonald's cheeseburgers. Like, craved them. But
I might be pregnant.
Or maybe you are. But the worst part was she lived a good 40 minutes from the local or the closest McDonald's.
Right.
So there was no McDonald's in the town we lived in, and she lived another 15 minutes out of that town.
Right.
So she had to drive 40 minutes to get her cheeseburgers, and she did.
Small sacrifice to make.
Small sacrifice.
13, 12, 16. Want to put it out there, pregnancy cravings.
Mm.
Townsville, have you, like, suffered some epic pregnancy cravings?
The weirder the better.
Yeah, while you've been pregnant. Or, I don't know, maybe it was you, like, when you were in your mother's tummy or whatever. Did she have epic cravings? Because my mum always tells the story when she was pregnant with me, she was addicted to Vegemite. So much so, she would eat it out of the jar just with a teaspoon.
Do you now like Vegemite?
Who doesn't?
Yeah, good.
I love Vegemite.
Mm. Do you reckon that happens? Like, you pass on those cravings
maybe.
To your child?
It's a long bow to stretch, but I'll go along that with you. 13, 12, 16, Sarah's here. What's your pregnancy craving, Sarah?
Sand.
What?
Sand.
Yes, it was crazy. I used to, because my mum lived across the road from the beach, so when I used to go and visit her, I used to take a big cup of ice and go over there and munch on my ice while digging my hand and feet in the sand, so because I didn't want to eat it because that's a bit gross. So, yeah, I just used to crave
for like half a second there.
I honestly thought you were eating sand,
and I thought, well, at least she's having it chilly. She's not an animal. She's putting it with ice.
Well, I did. It did get the better of me one day, and I was like, "Stuff this! I have to try it." So, yeah, little pinch in the mouth, and I was like, nah. I'll just stick to the ice.
Sand.
Oh, that's so weird.
So bizarre. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
Jade.
Jade, what were you craving when you were pregnant?
I've had a few, but the worst ones were pickles dipped in mayonnaise.
Yuck.
Like, not Macca's pickles, like the jar pickles.
Yeah,
like the gherkins almost.
Yeah, sliced apples with peanut butter and salt.
That's
all right.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
Anything else?
And tomatoes with salt and then tomato sauce on top.
Wow.
Double tomato.
13, 12, 16, who's this?
Rachel.
Rachel, what's yours?
It was actually for both of my kids. I really craved toothpaste, but it was only one type of toothpaste.
Oh. Wow. So one specific flavour of toothpaste.
Yeah, the Colgate Max Fresh.
That's
good ad for them. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
G'day, it's Mel.
Mel,
what was your craving?
Okay, so I've actually got two.
Yeah.
So first one when I was pregnant with the twins was Boost Juice.
Oh, yeah.
So
not bad.
Drive from near Dairy Farmer Stadium to Stockies like three times a day to go get a Boost Juice.
Yep.
And the second one, which is my weird one, was Vegemite toast with mini M&Ms on top.
Oh, wow. That is interesting.
That's a real sweet and savory combo.
Isn't it?
We'll take one more. 13, 12, 16. Who's this?
Bailey.
And what was your mum's craving when you were in her tummy?
She used to love big jars of Nutella.
Oh, okay. You know what? That's my craving every day.
Yeah, Gabby's been pregnant for 30 years, everyone.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
We've been hearing in the news all morning that there's still an exclusion zone around the Suncorp building in the city because some of the structure has moved. It's all very crazy and confusing. And we actually have a resident who lives right near the Suncorp building, Emily, on the line right now. Emily, what do you know about the Suncorp building?
Well, it's all been basically what we can just see. But about 12:30-ish yesterday, my husband and I at home, luckily enough on annual leave, and we heard all of these sirens going on. We're like, what on earth is going on? We poked our head out the window and, a whole bunch of police and fire engines and things had come roaring down Sturt Street on that side of the building. They were blocking off the road and all of that sort of stuff. And at first we thought maybe it was a fire, but then we saw that they weren't actually deploying the fireys into the building. And then we were sort of out there watching, trying to figure out what was going on. So we moved to a different part of the building and we can actually see the section that has dropped from our little balcony area where we send out our garbage down the chute.
Wow.
And it's right up on the top floor and it's like an external part of the building that's decided to start to slip and crack away. It looks like, from a very amateur perspective, obviously, it looks like something's cracked sort of slightly inside the building and like the end of the concrete block has started to fall away, so it's dropping at an angle. And when I last saw it yesterday afternoon, it actually just before dark hit, it looked like the glass was sort of being pulled out from the windows directly above it as well, like it was starting to shift things. So it'll be interesting to see how they try and deal with it. I'm not sure how they can or what they're going
to
do.
Yeah, I guess that was my question. Hey, like, do they have to demolish the entire building or is there repairs to happen?
Doesn't it have airs of the whole Opal Tower thing, though? Hey, like, even looking at this part of the building falling away, it's so freaky. Mm. But, Emily, you're so lucky. You're literally, you know, you live a stone's throw away from here and you didn't get evacuated. So thank you so much for, I know you took some pictures and stuff, which are incredible. Thanks so much for that, and thanks for chatting us through it.
Yeah, no worries.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby
on Hit 103.1.
I'm on a mission at the moment to find a dance partner for Gabby. Oh, Gabby. Gabby. Because we did learn yesterday that you are absolutely loving being back at ballroom dancing and stuff.
Yeah, I haven't done it in 10 years.
Yes.
So to get back into it, it's been really fun.
I love that you're doing it. This is a little bit of Gabby trying to hit up her partner, Nev, to be her dance partner.
The dancers on Dancing with the Stars look like they are having a ball. Don't you want to wear sparkles and, like, spin me on the dance floor?
No.
No?
Not really.
Why not?
Because I just done it.
You just don't.
So that's
no reason. Just doesn't want to do it. I've been trying to convince him for months to do it with me. Every single time I'm on my way to dance class, I'm like, want to come? He's like, no, I don't want to come.
I was devastated yesterday to learn that you're just like dancing with the leftovers. Like, if there's anyone extra,
it's not just the leftovers.
You dance with the leftovers.
A lot of people do go to class as individuals, and so we all dance together and we swap partners and we dance with the teacher and those, like, you can go to lessons without having a partner. However, I feel like I would improve a lot quicker if I had that one person to practice with.
I remember being, like, you can paint it, but I remember being paired up with the teacher in high school for certain things.
Different.
It was the worst.
It was, that is so different. Dancing with your
Gabby,
teacher at school.
I'm going to find you a partner, right? And we're actually getting, like, we mentioned this yesterday, we're getting calls and stuff starting to come through.
Yeah.
There's a post on our Facey page if you're keen as well. But Sarah actually wants to have a chat. She's got someone in mind who could dance with you. Sarah, who is that person?
Cliffo, that's my son Caleb. He said he will be her partner if she spins him in his wheelchair.
Oh,
that's adorable.
Wow.
Oh, Caleb.
That's beautiful. So Caleb's in a wheelchair, is he, all the time?
Yeah, he's eight.
He's eight. And is he a groover? Like, does he like his music and that sort of stuff?
He loves to dance and sing.
Oh, that's so adorable.
And has anyone, like, has he danced before with other people or is it, like...
When he does discos at school, the little girls spin him around in his wheelchair and stuff.
I would be honoured to dance with Caleb.
That is so sweet. Can we get your details off the air?
Yep.
And I just want to be sure here. Caleb's happy to do this. You're not mum throwing him under the bus here, are you?
You're a dance mate.
He heard it on the radio and he goes, can I ring him? I'll do it. And I said, yeah, sure.
Hold there. We're going to get your details, okay?
Okay.
Beautiful. And look, if anyone else is keen, 13, 12, 16, or better yet, just comment on the post on our Facebook page. Hit 103.1
Townsville. Send us a DM if you're embarrassed for everyone. Send us a DM.
Just get in contact somehow. Because I'm open to having a few dance partners and stuff like that. I'm open to it. I don't know if you are.
I'm glad you're open to it. That makes a lot of sense.
Hit 103.1 Townsville on Facey if you're keen. Gabby. Because we're going to find Gabby a dance partner, all right? Gabby. On 14 minutes away from 8 and hit 103.1.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on hit 103.1.
The floods are well and truly over now, but recovery is still going on and will be going on for quite some time. One of the hardest hit places was, of course, Fairfield Central, all the shops in there. And we thought it was going to take months and months and months for them to reopen. But one of the shops is reopening today, Cafe Bambini. So we have Steve Law, the owner, on with us right now. How are you going, Steve?
Good, guys. How are you?
Fantastic, Steve. You guys actually the first shop in the shopping centre itself to reopen, which is fantastic. Tell us about the morning of February 4th when you walked in and saw the devastation. What did you witness in your business there?
Oh, look, you ask hard questions because it's pretty emotional when you walk in and see your business and there's water through it with a bit of mud. So it is very challenging and it was very emotional and it's like a yo-yo up and down. So it's been very challenging for us and our team. But we've all band together and we've got the shop rebuilt in 9 to 10 days once they handed it back to us. So pretty mean task. So it's been very exciting to get to this stage today.
I was so shocked when I found out you guys were opening today because I did think it was going to take a lot longer. How were you able to get everything sorted and get in and get everything fixed before all the other shops? Like, how did that happen?
Long days, working with a lot of tradesmen to get them to work to a schedule and get everything done sequentially so we could actually get those 9 days up and running. So it was hard work, 16-hour days. Need a lot of sleep, probably should be sleeping now, but here we are and it's part of that journey in the recovery. So the girls are so excited. Our chef's been in prepping up some food yesterday and ready to go for today.
Nice.
So it is so exciting.
Were you guys able to salvage any of your equipment at all, Steve? Or was it all just a 100% write-off? Because I know all that cafe stuff, it's not cheap.
Oh, certainly. All their fridges had to go, so that cost us a lot of money, but that all went. Anything above the waterline had to be sanitised, and you've got to have a certificate to certify that it has been sanitised. So like stainless steel benches and all that type of stuff's okay to go, but majority of stuff goes. It has to go due to the hygiene reasons, but absolutely fantastic how Lanthini's team, how they've sanitised and hygienically cleaned the centre. It is so unbelievable the effort they've gone to make sure the centre is hygienic, clean for everyone. And it is. It's better than what it was when it was built. It's fantastic.
Wow.
Fantastic.
I'm just so happy that you guys are opening today. So good luck with everything. If anyone wants a coffee or a meal, get on down to Cafe Bambini at Fairfield Central and support the guys.
Yeah, that'll be fantastic. I appreciate everyone's support out there in the community and the radio stations. It's absolutely fantastic, the support we've got from everyone, our suppliers and our people and our customers. It defies all belief. It is quite humbling to see how the community's been together. So it's fantastic.
And the good news, Steve, is Woolies and BWS reopens on Saturday, so you can just walk across the corridor there and grab a beer.
So, probably need to. It will be absolutely fantastic out here. It'll be pumping. It'll be one of the biggest days the centre's probably seen, I'd say, with those two big boys open with us as well.
That's great. Steve from Cafe Bambini, the first shop in the Fairfield Central Shopping Centre itself, reopening since the floods. Good luck for today. Good luck going forward, man, and thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
Ariana Grande, she had, I think you'll remember, a lot of tattoos done when she was with Pete Davidson to...
A lot with his name.
...represent their relationship.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were his name, but they were definitely, like, tattoos
for
about him.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And so she had a couple covered up, but one she's only recently dealt with, it was just the word always on her ribs. And she's now got this big, like, branch to cover up the always so that she can kind of disguise it within.
That's a pretty common thing, isn't it? Like tattooing over a tat you don't want
anymore. Well, especially, yeah, because it's a permanent thing and getting it lazily, is that a word?
I don't think they're lazy about it. I think they're enthusiastic about it.
Getting laser removal is quite expensive and it still leaves a mark. It's not a perfect art. So a lot of the time people will just get the tattoo redesigned or covered up or, you know, something to just change the meaning.
I've seen them get the laser thing, Gabs, and they'll lessen it or whatever and then they can tattoo something better over the top of it.
See, that's a good way to do it. Well, Ariana, she's just got a brand. She's covered it up. She's all good to go with her next relationship. Thank you, next. So, I want to know, 13, 12, 16, when have you had to cover up a tat?
Okay.
So, it could be a mistake in the tattoo. It could be an ex-lover's name. It could be just something that's kind of disintegrated over time and become a little bit ugly, and so you've had it redone or redesigned.
Yeah, okay.
But when have you had to cover up a tat? I'm thinking covering one up.
So, you've had a tat kind of redone almost, either lasered off. And re-tattooed over, just lays it off, left off.
Or just straight tattoo over. Yeah, you can.
What one do you want to get rid of?
I don't want to get rid of it, but I have my star sign on my hip. And
oh, that's a bit.
It's got a good memory to it because it was the last time that I went and visited my grandma Adelaide. So the memories of getting it done are nice, but the tattoo itself is very ugly because it was a bit of a spur of the moment decision.
See, I thought you just got your star sign tattooed on you. I'm like, just open up new idea, love. Go to page 38. Star
there. Give the explanation.
Yeah.
It's all good.
I'm glad there's a story behind it.
I was 18. It was just like a spur of the moment thing. But I'd love to get it redesigned into something.
What is your star sign?
Gemini.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's still there, but it looks nicer.
Just trying to think, can you change the word into something?
Oh, it's not a word. It's the symbol.
Oh, it's the symbol. Where is it on your body? I haven't seen this tattoo.
I have the word Gemini, though. Yeah.
Where is it?
It's like the Roman numeral 2.
Okay.
It's on my hip. You've never seen my hip.
No, I haven't.
And that is why you've never seen the tattoo.
Oh, I thought we had a very close relationship.
Not that close.
I didn't even know that existed.
13, 12, 16, when did you have to cover a tat?
Have you covered a tat up before? So you've tattooed over a tat? Paul's here on 13, 12, 16. Has this happened to you or someone you know, like a tattoo's been redone or redesigned?
Yeah, guys, don't get a girlfriend or boyfriend tattoo on you ever. It's a horrible idea and you always end up getting something covered up later on when you break up. It's a given.
What was yours?
So I had an ex-girlfriend's name.
Yeah.
And we weren't together. I think we were together for maybe about 3 years or so, and then I got it in the third year, then we broke up, obviously. So I just got her name on my hip, and then I've changed that to a devil because every time I see that name, it just reminds me of her.
What a perfect cover-up.
That is so good. I keep thinking, when you say that you got a girlfriend's name tattooed on you, one of my best mates, his ex, her full name is, guys, Priyanitha Fernandopoulou.
You got the whole thing.
Could you? No, he didn't. But could you imagine if he did?
His whole body.
Dave on 13, 12, 16. Mate, have you had to cover up a tat?
I had to get one redone once. I had a tattoo of the world tattooed on my arm just to commemorate my travels. And the story behind that one is sort of halfway getting it done, I noticed that it wasn't looking particularly great. So I also noticed that the lady that was doing my tattoo didn't have any tattoos. So I asked her, I said, so where's all your tattoos? And her response, and I'll never forget this, was my parents would kill me if I had tattoos.
Oh, my goodness. Wrong career choice then.
I know, so the alarm bells rang after that, and I had to end up getting it redone about a year later.
Never trust a skinny chef.
Or never a tattooist.
Trust a tattooist.
Tattoo artist.
Without tattoos. 13, 12, 16. Hey, who's this?
Hi, how you going? It's Dazza here. How are you today?
Good, Dazza. What's the tat that you had to have covered up?
I had one that I had to cover up with my shirt and all that because I did a security job for Armaguard and I had a Australian Defence Force tattoo on my forearm, so I was asked to cover that one up.
That's
But I had one removed on my lower ankle around my shin, on your calf muscle around that area.
Yeah.
So yeah, I had that one removed and yeah, that was... Yeah, it was a bit painful.
Yeah, I've heard that getting it removed is actually more painful than getting the tattoo done in the first place. Is that right?
It's crossed between getting really, really bad sunburn and being stung by a box jellyfish.
Yeah, wow. Cool. So not getting my tat removed.
Not a great ad there for tat removal, is it?
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.